on the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk. New Jersey's most listened to station. New Jersey 101.5 News starts now.
It's 5 o'clock. I'm Erin Vogt. Tapping our report this hour, a former Army National Guardsman has admitted to assaulting officers on January 6, 2021. 47-year-old Gregory Yetman was still a military member when he sprayed police officers at the U.S. Capitol with OC pepper spray over 3 years ago. The Helmetta man then prompted a two-day manhunt before surrendering on insurrection-based charges. He faces up to 4 years in prison when sentenced in August. Graduating high school or college and ready for a job? Good news. The Bureau of Labor Statistics reports there are 8.9 million job openings. And a study by Robert Half finds 65% of employers plan to hire entry-level professionals. Regional Director Dora Onshak says, while it's good to use artificial intelligence to help craft a resume and a cover letter, it's not a personal tool.
You can certainly use AI to help you with your resume writing, but it doesn't replace that human component. So I think it's really critical for you to go back and edit what the AI gives you so that it is more personal and sounds like you.
She says recent grads add a lot to an organization because they are tech savvy and possess the most up-to-date technical skills that can help a company innovate and grow. New Jersey News brought to you by Maple Leaf Farms in Manalapan, one of the largest garden centers in New Jersey. They sell wholesale to the public and they grow what they sell with the largest selection of tropicals, hanging plants, annual flats, roses, and so much more. Visit MapleLeafFarmNJ.com. Their prices are insane. And NFL fans and players mourn the sudden loss of 28-year-old former Giants pro Corey Cunningham. The offensive lineman was found dead at his Clifton home on Thursday. ESPN reports Cunningham was drafted in 2018 by the Cardinals. He also spent time with the Patriots before joining the Giants in 2021. Now the Rue Insurance Business Report. Stocks end the week strong. Federal regulators say U.S. poultry producers will have to reduce salmonella bacteria in certain chicken products to very low levels to prevent food poisoning. A new rule from the Department of Agriculture says salmonella is a contaminant in frozen, breaded, and stuffed raw chicken products. On Wall Street, the Dow closed up 154 points at 38,240. In business, anything can happen. Be ready with Rue Insurance. For benefits, business, and personal insurance, visit RueInsurance.com. Hear the latest New Jersey 101.5 newscast when you want, where you want, and on demand. Go to NJ1015.com and click On Demand. Will it heat up this weekend? Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.